I bet, Russell, you wish you were on last week, not this week now, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah, motion?
I don't know, he learned today that birds aren't stupid.
That's right.
You know, probably go.
Not like human beings, huh?
He'll go back to the office and have a big conversation about that.
I have two items on the agenda. The first one has to do with a bid award for the improvements to our Tingle Road Pump Station, which is in Bethany Beach. It is one of our regional facilities. And the improvements include the installation of 3 pumps, rehabilitation of the wet wells, including new piping and guide rail systems, an odor control unit, and we're putting in some cleaning connections on the force mains that lead to our south coastal facilities. There's never been any major work like this done at that facility specifically. This is a major upgrade and rehab kind of project. We opened bids on January the 24th. I've passed out a bid sheet. The low bidder has been identified with the red outline. You'll notice that the bids go from $979,355 to $672,777. The bids came in under the engineer's estimate. On this bid sheet, just so you don't get confused, the lower item says deductive bid items. Those could have been taken out if we were over the budget. We were fortunate, we're under the budget, we're under the engineer's estimate, so we're recommending that we award the contract to the low bidder, Zober Contracting Services, at the $672,777 number. And there is a overall budget summary at the bottom in the little box at the bottom, which shows you that we have about $815,000 for the whole budget, and including our engineering services, we're still only at $772,744. So we're under our budget, so we're happy with that. Any questions? I have a motion if there are no questions. Should I read the motion?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Please do.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman, Reckhart, and Associates and the engineering department, that Sussex County project number 06-05, Tingle Road Pump Station Improvements, be awarded to Zober Contracting Services of Dover, Delaware, at the base bid amount of $672,777.
Still moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Cole, to award the bid for the Tingle Road Pump Station Improvements to Zober for $672,777. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thanks, Russell.
Okay, Russell. My second item. Can't get rid of that quick. Got the second thing tried.
That's about as quick as we moved all day, so don't push it.
Okay. Second item I have is just bringing to council for their consideration a design contract with Whitman, Reckhart, and Associates. The proposed contract will cover the final design of facilities in our Millville expansion area, Mallard Creek.
I just wanted to show real quick. I have a.
Just to illustrate what I'm talking about, in the Millville area, we have, we've brought in a number of escrow agreements with developers. They've actually designed and are in the process of constructing the major components, which would be the major roads and these road networks. But all of the communities still need the interior facilities to be designed and then ultimately to be constructed. So this contract would allow Whitman to go forward, do the final design for all of the internal pipelines in those subdivisions, and would allow us to complete construction in the Millville area. So that's the main part. There is another part to it. We are looking, there's a small subdivision called Mallard Creek that is near Bay Colony that has been kind of, it's like the hole of a donut because we've got sewer all the way around them. They've approached us about sewer. I have met with them. They are very interested in it. And we're proposing that in this contract we include a work item that would provide for the design of those facilities also. The benefit is it's a very small community, but it's a very expensive project because it includes a pump station and the other. This will give us some economics of scale because we're doing it along with this much bigger project. So we'll be able to bid it with these. We'll be able to do some of the field work with these. Obviously, our administrative work will overlap. So it's a benefit to this other community as well. So we're proposing that both items be done under this contract. And the total contract is $682,114. That is within our scope of what we normally see for design contracts, and it's within our budget at this point. So, any questions for that?
But I mean, it's a reasonable number that they're
yes,
proposing.
Yes, it's a reasonable number. Okay, it's well below. In the case of Millville, especially, it's like 4 to 5% of the construction. So it's well below what we consider our upper limit of costs. And I have a proposed motion again.
Please read.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute amendment number 40 dated November 10, 2006 to its contract with Whitman Record and Associates LLP for the final design of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District and Mallard Creek expansion of the Holtz Landing Sanitary Sewer District collection and conveyance systems at a cost not to exceed $682,114 as presented on February 6, 2007.
Any questions from Mr. Archie before we add the vote? Being none, I need a motion.
To move.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Rogers, to approve the motion for Millville expansion of the Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Thank you. Mr. Jones.
First time in the hole.
Well, that's your first time.
Mike, you got his back, right?
Got his back.
I hope so.
This your morning. This your initiation? Now.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He's my baptism under fire.
Sir, I think you're right today.
We got a good project going here.
Thank you. Well, I'm here today to talk about change order number 5 for the Emergency Operations Center under construction by, of course, Richard Y. Johnson. This change order consists of 6 potential changes. The first is the addition of the project sign that's erected at $544.50 for cost of that.
That's for a sign?
Yes, it was a project sign. There was no project sign in the original bid documents.
Does it advertise us or him, the contractor?
Both of us, sir.
Okay. Mr. Stickles asked us because he was getting so many questions just to put up a sign that says Sussex County Emergency Operations Center. It said owner of Sussex County Council. It does have a contract.
All right.
Okay.
The second is the deletion of the East Corridor underfloor HVAC ductwork for a credit of $4,900, $4,967.15.
Credit.
It was a credit. The ductwork was sized that it could not fit. So what we did is we deleted the ductwork for that credit and epoxy painted the floor and the walls, the block walls, and that's an add of $726.60 to solve the problem. And the fourth is to add 10 trap primers to the floor drains in the mechanical room and the break room for a cost of $2,428.65. And then the fifth is to delete a water meter in the mechanical room since a water meter was installed in a pit on the outside for a credit of $1,595. And the sixth and final one was to raise the proposed 10 site light poles, concrete bases, to protect the poles from being damaged by vehicles for an additional cost of $3,533.25. These 6 changes comprise change order number 5 and would result in a net increase of $670.85 to the existing contract sum of $7,141,416.57, resulting in a new contract total sum of $7,142,087.42.
Have a motion?
Questions?
Nope.
Questions? You have a motion?
I have a motion prepared. May I read it?
Yes, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, L. Robert Kimball and Associates, that the change order number 5 for the Sussex County Project 04-02 Emergency Operations Center building be approved, which increases the contract amount by $670.85 for a new total of $7,142,087.42.
So moved, Mr. President.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
Mr. Rogers.
Second.
Mr. Rogers. Motion just read by Mr. Bob Jones, and for an increase of $607.85 to the EOC. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you.
Rob, when you go back up, tell Rob how good it is down here.
Finance Director, Mrs. Webb.
Good afternoon. I'd like the council's consideration for an economic development loan today of $150,000 for YSD Running Boards, LLC. They're a small manufacturing company that manufactures safety grates. They opened in July of 2006, and their business is located just outside of Bridgeville, where the O.A. Newton building is on Route 13, and they currently employ 16 people. The purpose of this loan is economic development for new manufacturing business in the county. According to the Delaware Economic Development Office, this is the first manufacturing operation that has opened in the state in the last 3 years. YSD would like a loan to expand their operations by buying a new piece of equipment, resulting in 2 new full-time positions. The amount of the loan was $150,000 at 2% amortized over 10 years. The county would secure the first position on the new equipment. We would obtain personal guarantees of the partners. 2 additional full-time jobs that result from this equipment being in operation must be maintained for 5 years, bringing their total full-time jobs up to 18. If they don't maintain these 2 positions for 5 years, their interest rate will go up to 5%. YSD will be responsible for the legal costs and provide insurance as per the county requirements. The loan money would come from the town economic development loan balance. And with that, I'd like to introduce Mr. Jeffrey Bowers, one of the partners of YSD, to speak on his product, his manufacturing of safety grates, and I'd like to apologize for the lateness. I know
that's okay.
You've been here waiting for
This is government. We're not efficient. This is government.
And I know I thought
you were a softball player.
I know. Yeah.
Come on over. We tried to do show you some lean manufacturing.
I asked you to even come early because I didn't want the timing. Sometimes, believe it or not, we do finish up a little bit early. And
I know.
How
about being here?
Mr. Rogers says Mr. Dukes is going to have to be impeached.
These are the highlights as I went over. Just a note for you. This is a safety grate.
This is what we actually manufacture in our Bridgeville manufacturing plant. And what it is, gentlemen, is it's a safety grate. My name is Jeff Bowers. I own 3 businesses here in Sussex County. And one of the businesses, obviously, YSD Running Boards, located in Bridgeville. I have a business in Lewis and another business in Bridgeville as well. Gentlemen, I'm just going to take a few minutes. As Susan said, and I want to thank Susan for what she's done with us so far. David Baker, the time that he spent with us, bringing this company to Delaware. And also Steve Maston, sitting in the back, Economic Development's office, instrumental in bringing this business to Delaware. YSD stands for Youngstown Steel Doors. That means that it comes from Youngstown, Ohio. It was a company that was opened up, a publicly traded company, opened up 75 years ago, Mr. Dukes, in Ohio. They specifically manufacture grating related to the rail car industry. We are one of 3 companies in the country that manufacture this product that's going around on your table today. We own the patent to the apex top style design
of this running board, meaning that no one else can build this style running board. And we have over 280 customers worldwide right now to sell this running board to. We are, again, one of three manufacturers. Right now we actually have 17, as of yesterday, new employees to Sussex County. Two more to be added this week with the addition of this machine that I hope to get real soon. Folks, I'm all about, I'm born and raised in Delaware. I had an opportunity when we bought this company to leave it in Ohio. That wasn't the right thing to do. That was the right thing to do economically and for us and my partners, but it wasn't the right thing for me to do. I wanted to bring it to Sussex County, to Bridgeville. This is where I live. This is where my businesses are. And that's why we, and that's what we did. Mr. Jones, absolutely remarkable. When we decided to bring this business, the day that we decided to bring this business to Delaware, I called Finley, I called Steve, and the next day I got a phone call back from them helping me bring this business to Sussex County. Guys, I'm asking for a new piece of machinery. Mr. Jones is probably the only one of you that knows how much this machinery cost. One Amada CNC punch press machine that we have, and we have three of them. One Amada CNC punch press machine is $450,000. We have three of them, as Susan knows, that we have put up over $800,000 of our own money into this company. We have very little to no debt, which is a blessing. I don't believe in debt. We don't have debt. And so this machine is going to be used to increase our production. We just landed a great contract with Union Tank, who has 88,000 rail cars in backlog to be built. And for every rail car built, so if you see the rail cars on before you, for every rail car built, there's 40 feet of our grading that is required by the AAR to go on those rail cars. You can see our distribution. We were the first grading company in Delaware, period, grading company in the country, to put grading around the Wallops Island rocket that just went off about a month ago. All of that grading that surrounded that rocket the day it went off was all produced and manufactured right here in Sussex County. So if you have any questions, guys, I'd be glad to answer anything.
Good paying jobs, give us a range.
That's what's great, Mr. Cole. Put an ad in the paper two Wednesdays ago in our Sussex Guide, 148 applicants in 2 days. The reason why they applied is because it's $12 an hour. We pay all health benefits to all of our employees. We have 401k program to all of our employees and a profit sharing.
And you do a great job too. You tell Marty that Dave Andrews, Marty, one of the partners is. I've known him for years, and he is like a go-getter. And he started in the backyard, and these guys have built a tremendous business.
Appreciate
I'm
you,
glad to have you here.
Thank
you. You don't install, do you? You make it. You didn't install like at Wallops. You just
no. We install it. We make it and also install. Yes, sir, Mr. Cole. With people from that's a good point, Mr. Cole. Not only do we employ guys, the 17, which will be Susan's requiring us to do two. Two is going to be done next week. It's probably going to be closer to 50 within the next 2 years. But not only do we employ the people in our company, as you know, Mr. Dukes, it's for every employee that we have seven ancillary employees. So we had to send a team of about 14 men down to Wallops Island to install that project, all from Sussex County, Delaware, Mr. Cole. To add on to that, guys, and not to belabor it, as Steve Mastin, your Economic Development Officer, said earlier, I'm a person who keeps our word, my word. I bought Nanico Combs back out of bankruptcy, as many of you know. We have 85 employees up there as a result of that. With this company here, bringing it to Sussex County, as I said earlier, we'll be at 50 employees in 2 years very easily.
And I'm just going to say one other thing, and I know we're running late, but what the heck. State Economic Development Office. Did you get any help from them?
You know what's nice about being well off, Mr. Jones, is that I don't have to pull any punches anymore. We went to them, didn't get one bit of help, not one bit. As a matter of fact, Mr. Jones, the day I contacted Steve, the day I contacted you, the day we brought that company to Sussex County, our governor and our secretary was in China looking for manufacturing jobs. We were in Sussex County doing it, didn't get one bit of help.
Did return your call?
Not from the governor's office, no, sir.
You're the first manufacturing business in Delaware in 3 years, right?
YSD is the first manufacturing business in Delaware, and in the 3 years, 5 years preceding was Berica Manufacturing Jobs, which I was part of being responsible for bringing to Sussex County as well.
Maybe if you move Newcastle, Jeff, they probably would have given you a few bucks. I don't know.
That's
what am I saying?
Probability. You know? Probably.
But,
all right.
You got a motion?
I have a motion.
I had one question just to Susan about the process. And you indicated the money would come from the Town Economic Development Fund. Would that money, since these folks are not in a town, I'm assuming that money would somehow have to come out of that fund to be available for us to use?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. In my motion, it sort of reads that way, where I'm transferring it out of the original Town Economic Development Program into this Economic Development Program.
And you will take it away from a town that's in Finley's district?
Yes.
The program since 2004 has had one request, so I don't. They're not.
I know we're dealing with this one request,
but Greenwood.
But does the county have a program?
Yeah.
If there were other new manufacturing businesses,
has to be new.
Would there be a program that they could apply for?
We don't specifically have a program, but what we envisioned here was because. This company was just outside of the town. It was close to the town. And we have had limited requests for use of the town funds.
Seaford's all
that
right?
Seaford was the only one we've had since 2004.
Yes.
That, you know, we felt that this fulfills the goals of the program.
Yes. Yeah. So, the only reason they don't apply is they're not in town.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Got a motion, Susan?
Uh-huh. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes a loan to YSD Running Boards, LLC, Bridgeville, Delaware, from the Town Economic Development Program funding for economic development purposes with the following terms. 2% interest, 10-year term, secured by equipment and personal guarantees, two additional full-time jobs for 5 years, otherwise interest rate increases to 5%.
I'm not selling this field.
Word on the street.
You probably put it out there anyway, so I know it's a lie.
First I've heard of it.
I need a motion, gentlemen. Remember, your microphones are on.
First I've heard of it.
I wouldn't. So moved, Mr. President.
Thank you. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by.
Now I'll let you do it.
Second. Mr. Rogers to approve the. Loan to the YSD Running Boards, LLC. Questions on the motion being none? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you.
Grant request. Thank you, Jeff. Grant request, Mrs. Webb.